Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann. Nine. Paige. Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann. Nine. Paige and Fat Boy.
P1's rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
WTPT.
BG Wednesday. Is that cool. The theme?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need a starting point, don't you, Fat Boy, with your rejoins?
Yeah, kind of like do a theme, something like that.
Thematic. I'm going to read you a funny X, formerly known as Twitter. This comes from P1 Howdy Clemson. You remember him, Mr. 101 Adam Shipman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have a new favorite hobby, reading the Rise Guys transcripts of the podcast with no context. And then there's a screenshot. Hour two. You ever caught a cow tongue to the face? No. Well, it hurts. It really hurts. When we come back, I'll tell you how I accidentally assaulted an animal, but not with my fist. Good morning, everybody.
That's accurate. That's exactly what was said.
That's dead on.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Out of context, though, that's real weird.
Yeah.
The transcriptor's working.
Yeah, it works better than I thought.
Really? It still, though, says when I say text us at these
Texas
TLC, it says Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The state of.
Huh.
It also says don't stink and drive.
It does. Like,
who does that?
You gotta fix it.
Ha. Why is there a nine? Is ha. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Ha. Come on, Dan. Get it going.
You're with it, Dan, in Columbia.
You got to motivate him, man.
Dan's got heat with me.
He's got issues.
Why?
Every time I mention he won't do the song that I requested.
Oh.
He's like, dude, there's got to be somebody else to do it for you. I'm just not that he said he's not comfortable with it.
He just don't do that.
Yeah. You know how some people are like that? They want to come up with the idea and do it. And if they use the idea, they act like it's their own idea. That's not confrontational toward anybody. I've just seen it a whole bunch of times in my life.
Yeah.
Like I told the preacher one time, I said, you should do a altar call at the end of the service.
We should steal somebody else's ball cars.
Oh, gosh.
God.
Give me mine's back.
Oh, Lord.
Folks, the Lord has blessed us today with a Michael Jordan rookie card.
That's hurtful to Matt, man.
What?
That was hurtful to you.
I didn't have no cards like that then. But it's a true story, though. He did steal my baseball cards.
It's not nice.
It was a dick move.
The preacher. Oh, God. Talk about the pressure of childhood. Your church is splitting right down the middle because of you. Because your preacher stole your baseball
That's
cards.
That's a lot to put on a youngin.
It was.
The Lord has blessed us with a 52 tops fellow by the name of Mickey Mantle.
No, it was not either. I mean, it was, at that point, several hundred dollars worth of stuff.
It was a lot, especially in the 80s.
That's when it grows.
The 80s?
Yeah.
Believe he's mentioning he needs head volume.
Oh, you want me? Yeah.
Is that what that is? Would you look at him and do that? Were you going to tune in Tokyo?
He wanted me to shut up.
I was trying to get to this thing. We have a new song somebody sent us.
Did he finally do it? Are you kidding me?
It's not from Dan.
That is so, oh. Somebody else do Tongue Punch My Fart Box? As in the Don't Rock the Jukebox?
No, it isn't that one. It's something that they took upon themselves to do. It's I won't say what song it's a parody of. You'll know. It's a parody song. It's not by Dan. It's.
I want to hear it.
This one's from P1 Goobastank.
Oh, God.
What a name.
Oh. Every day I'm waking up with the Rise Guys. Pouring coffee in my cup with the Rise Guys. I am a P1 and here is why.
Why, man?
I love the Rise Guys. Love the Rise Guys. Love the Rise Guys. I am getting up for work with the Rise Guys. Golly is my favorite word because of the Rise Guys. Every weekday on my morning drive. Yeah, hey, I love the Rise Guys. Love the Rise Guys. Love the Rise Guys. Do, 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 do.
Oh, Matt's out.
Oh, dang it.
I mean, first off, Dan's done like 50 versions of that song for
us. He has.
And then also, on the chorus, you sounded like Paige with her hung voice.
Wow, man.
And there was no substance to it.
I can't go out, man. I don't have the cushion.
It was horrible, but.
There was no lyrics to it. It was just coffee and getting up and in the morning.
And golly is my favorite word. Man. Golly.
Yeah. It's silly.
Golly.
Appreciate it, though.
The effort. Thank you for it. You know, it wasn't good, but thank you for trying.
It's like when Paige will get a gift on her big birthday. Look for Men weekend that's coming.
Oh.
And it's like, oh yeah, thanks. You know. Oh. Did you keep the receipt? That's always a fun thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm buying a boyfriend.
You have the receipt for this? No, I'm saying like you get a gift and you ask, hey, do you have the receipt?
Oh.
Getting you a Bob.
Well, then battery operated boyfriends.
Got plenty of those.
Damn.
Thank you, Melissa.
Now they're rechargeable. You don't have to change batteries. You just charge them.
It's true. And the way she displays them in her bedroom page, it looks like a climbing wall.
It does. It looks like you just walked into a cave.
Oh, my God.
They're all suction cup to the ceiling hanging down.
I started climbing the wall.
Yeah.
Some of them have a little surprise in them, too.
I turned it into a chandelier.
Yeah. It's like, what's with all the cactuses on the wall sideways, Paige?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why do they have three prongs on them?
What's wrong with me?
What's with this one? This cactus with only two prongs.
Mm. Oh, wow. I understand those. The ones with three fooled me. I don't know what that's for.
It's very ambitious. I just thought of that. There's probably a real situation going on somewhere.
Somewhere it is.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yes. Yes.
Absolutely is.
They probably have the cool Amazon neon light strips you put underneath.
Uh-huh.
Oh God!
Like, everybody has that now.
You gotta have on your TV now.
Yeah.
You pay $5 for it, and it's probably maybe 10 inches long. Like, you don't get a, like...
Are you talking about the lighting or what Paige has on her walls?
No, those are around. They're 10 by 2s.
Oh, my God.
2 by 10s.
One of those is like a milk jug hanging there.
Yeah, it looks like a tuna can, but it don't smell like one.
You trip over some of them.
Well, here's a text, 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Standard Matt to say it, Jim.
Standard message and data rate supply.
Don't text and drive. You guys are dicks. The guy or guys made a... See, you're assuming that it's a guy. The guy or guys made you guys a song and you take a dump right all on it on the radio. I wouldn't make you guys blank.
Well, I mean, crap.
But if you know how to do that, it don't really take that long. It takes longer to write it.
It's probably nothing just then. That was probably... that sounded like AI wrote it.
So I hate that text.
Allen Iverson's much better than that.
Yeah, I hate that text too.
Text and go to hell.
All right, we appreciate it, the effort and the fact you thought about us. We said that.
Appreciate that. Though.
Didn't care that much for the song itself. We'll be honest.
I mean, as far as first tries go, it wasn't horrible.
No, it was fine.
No, it was great. I love your P1 name better than I did the
song.
Yeah,
P1 Goobastank.
It's better than that text we just got.
And Paige's phone's blowing up right
now.
It's
so
fun.
Those people are seeing that picture.
Isn't that fun?
No.
Oh, no?
No, it is fun.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's like, hey, Paige, let's go out. I just saw your picture.
I know.
That's all you don't have.
It's my
hair.
Birthday
like
too. Here, let me send you this picture. I want to blow out the candle. You know, that's awful. That's awful.
Yeah, there's P1.
I don't approve of those.
P1 Nutty also said, man, that's worse than Dan's.
Oh,
oh wow. Man. That's
and see, he was mean about it.
Dan's nice.
Nutty. Are you talking about Party Man's gambling record?
I think so.
Okay, mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about now.
Party Man's gambling, yeah.
He shared that information.
He did.
Oh, man. I love getting that can of worms.
Well, oh, I would.
It's a Dan of worms.
Dan of worms.
That might, you know, like, or maybe, maybe you should, because, like, eventually, don't you think it'll get to a point where gambling becomes more accepted? I mean, it is practically everywhere, but
it happened real suddenly all at once.
But, like, in 10 years, will there be, like, teams going to schools saying, we'd like to introduce a man right now who lost $15 million gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a Just Say No program. Just say no to gambling.
Yeah.
Well, they do that with a Michael Francis, who used to be in the Mafia. He go around and talk to college athletes about, you know, shaving points and what to look out for and questionable characters.
Well, you better be careful prying around about Party Man, because he'll open up a Dan whoop ass on you.
Yeah, he might.
Dan, write the song for me.
Please.
And perform it.
Party Man or Columbia?
Anybody.
Somebody named Dan. Anybody.
That's a new prerequisite maybe for the Brutally Honest. You got to do that parody song for me.
Mm-hmm.
You might not even play it on the radio.
But you got to do it.
You got to do it. All right. We will we'll take a break. Oh, there's a Dan on hold.
Okay.
It's not Party Man or parody.
A third Dan.
There's a third Dan listening. 1-800-774-0093, the Renewal by Anderson studio line. You can call and drive, but just do it with your, like, Siri thing.
The hands-free.
Morning, everybody.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everybody.
Listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Happy Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Do us a favor when you, unless you want to be anonymous or anonymous, you don't want to give your name, sign your text, because when we read them, we want to, like, you know, acknowledge you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anonymous.
But it took me a minute to understand what this person meant by this, and now I get it. When I was talking about calling and driving, and Nine said, hands-free. Guys, it's funny you say hands-free. What you think is not what I usually think. Guys, my thumb is gone. I have a gimmick thumb. It took a bit to learn how to use it, but people love it because it doesn't look human. It's a prosthetic with a human flag on it.
What? How does that work? The hell does it attach to?
Unless there's a joke here that I'm missing with that. Is that like the lyrics of a country song?
I don't know. I hope not.
Guys, my thumb is gone. I have a gimmick thumb. Gimmick meaning like faux, mm-hmm. fake, whatever.
Artificial.
He would have to have some kind of sticking out of his hand to anchor it with.
Like a hook thumb?
It's some kind of starting point to like spike it on with.
Well, prosthetic Does prosthetic mean can be removed off and on, or does it mean like it's there
artificial,
unless there's
maybe
some? Well, yeah, I know, but like, is there some kind of always attachment, even though it's a prosthetic? With that,
I'm sure, there's something like that. That'd be, would that be more like biometric or something?
I'd keep losing it. I would. Alexa, find my thumb.
Oh,
it's American flag though, so you can never let it hit the ground if it falls.
Not supposed to. It's always illuminated and it can't get wet.
Right.
This reminds me of something I saw recently about who I deem the unluckiest man that ever lived.
Oh, that's a loaded question.
He's very famous. Goes by the name of Jonathan Bobbitt.
Oh, man. Is he in jail or what's
no.
his thing?
Did you see what happened to him?
No.
So obviously we know what, you know, the obvious that happened years and years ago.
Right. Is that in the Smithsonian? Do we know?
Did they ever find it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they found it. But they his isn't his.
Yeah, he got a different one and did porn with it.
I thought it was. He was able to have it
They found it, but it wouldn't. It died.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Well, he had to go in for another surgery recently. He does not have any toes.
Shut up.
He lost all 10 toes.
All of them? Why?
He got a new girlfriend?
They are.
What?
They are all gone.
Frostbite? Like a Rulon Gardner? Gardner?
You know
not
what?
Rod Gardner.
Diabetic.
He didn't push off, by the way.
Rulon.
You know what really happened?
What?
He was in the service, John Bobbitt. Guess where he was stationed? Camp Lejeune.
You're kidding.
He attributed it to the water. He lost all his toes.
Wow.
I wonder if people outside this listening area are, is that a nationally known thing? Or they just show those commercials all the time here?
I think they show them nationally because,
people move around.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So, oh my God.
Anybody who was in the Marine Corps could wind up at Lejeune, yeah.
So it's attributed to that, or is that just all of them at once?
Yeah.
See, what?
I found a picture if you want to see it.
I don't.
Because he lives in Florida now. He's 57.
I can't look at it.
Nine. It won't bother nine at all, but look.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That sucks. It's got to be hard to walk about. Balance. I mean, they say
I don't know,
balance.
Man. Oh, Lord.
She used a Ginsu knife. I just read that. It was a Ginsu. We know what brand of knife she used.
Oh, she should have used a Cutco. Lifetime guarantee. There's a...
You say Fat Boy with door-to-door sold it. That's right, right?
Oh, yeah. I want my $15 per appointment.
It'll cut right through a...
They brought the guy...
Summer sausage.
It cut through a quarter with the damn scissors. And the guy tells you, I drive a Lexus. It's kind of like a boiler room bit with Ben Affleck. I'm liquid. Here's how it can happen to you.
Yeah.
So he stays in Florida, and... He don't have any toes, but he says it's not as traumatic as obviously losing his penis.
Well, I mean, then please don't turn this into a which one would you rather lose? Neither one of them.
He said he didn't want to live when he lost his penis.
Well, I mean, it's...
You know who the name of the detective who interviewed Lorena Bobbitt?
No.
Oh, no.
Peter Wentz.
No way.
Peter Wentz.
No way.
Oh, he's in a band.
Isn't it true that when they found it, they had nothing to put it in except like a food wrapper?
I thought it was a bag.
Or like a potato chip bag or something.
That was a stand-up comedy bit, described it like that. It was like, I don't remember who, but somebody did a bit about it.
No, that was really what happened.
It was found, it was washed with antiseptic, packed in saline eyes, and it was reattached in a 9.5-hour operation.
Saline Dion. Yeah. Talked about her earlier.
I forgot he did porn after he got his new attachment.
Yeah.
It's one of the fastest selling adult porns of all time.
My God.
But yeah, no toes. Like, how do you walk with...
I don't know. That sucks so bad. And I don't know what the attachment would be to help.
He was diagnosed with some kind of toxic polyneuropathy.
My God.
From that water. What was in that water?
Like,
I don't know. My dad was there.
People are getting it worse than the toes.
Mm-hmm.
The guy lost his penis years ago and his toes now. He's got to be the unluckiest guy that ever lived.
Well, that's surely not the truth.
He says he's got numbness in his fingers now.
Yeah.
But he still has them.
Well, there's also the reason that reason she listed for why she did that to him.
I don't think I remember that.
What? Oh, no.
Years of abusive behavior is what she said happened.
Oh.
And then he did get charged with a bunch of crimes and stuff after in the years following.
God, look at this text. This is karma for what he did to her. Find out her side of the story.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I got tired of hearing about that story. I didn't ever watch any of the
episodes. But it became just late night TV jokes.
Yeah.
That was mainly what it was.
My God.
That is.
That's just hard. I think about freaking. Oh God. Which Metallica song is it? About the.
So what?
No, the one, the veteran. He doesn't have arms or legs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I can't think of what the title is. I can sing it in my head. I just can't
sing it.
Enunciate it.
He has to have special shoes, it says.
Imagine.
So to keep his balance.
Yeah, otherwise he'd fall down.
So I don't. Like what? There's no toes in the shoe. Is like just when you get new shoes, they got like the paper up front to kind of.
Oh, fat boy.
Like I don't know. Well,
there's got to be some kind of suction cup or something. I don't even want to even think about that. I don't know how to Google what I want to Google. Metallica song about the amputee.
Something about one.
Yeah.
Where he's in a coma. Yeah.
But he's an amputee though, right?
I thought he was in a coma.
I thought he had all his arms and legs missing.
Taking my sight, taking my hearing, he's in a coma or something. But he's aware. He can't move or anything, but he's aware in his mind. He's just a prisoner in his own mind.
Where did I hear that then?
It might just be how you interpreted it, how I interpreted it one way and you interpreted it differently.
That he's just laying there and can't, oh, okay.
However he's incapacitated, he's aware in his own mind, but nobody, you know, he can't speak or move or anything, but he's awake and aware.
Oh.
So he got it reattached in the 90s. With whatever technology they had then. And it looks like you couldn't tell anything happened.
It's probably like a C-section from the 60s. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just wonder if he got complete feeling.
Like it was like Frankenstein's head.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
Stitches showing.
No, you can't really tell. It looks normal.
Can't tell, can you, Russ?
But it's not his, right? I think it was somebody else.
Yeah, it was somebody else's. And that's the thing where, you know.
Do you get to pick through a book?
Well, no, I was going to say, you don't get to choose. I wouldn't imagine. I'm sure they would try to match it up as much as possible, but you can't, you know, pull a Dwayne Johnson wax museum situation with it.
No, you can't.
I hope he was.
Say, well, thank you for this new one.
I hope he was asleep when it happened. I don't know. He was. Okay, I didn't think it was like, I dare you, and then, you know, it happened that way.
He went to bed, and then she went up to get some water and got a knife and came back and cut it off.
Nah, I'm a stomach sleeper, so it's no way. God. You'd have to cut a hole through the mattress if you're going to get mine.
You should go up underneath through the box spring and get you. Oh, that's so bad. That's so bad. Also, to the text back, say your name. Maybe now you don't want to, but I hate that about your thumb. I mean, really.
It sucks.
That's sad.
I'm not going to make a joke, but like the simple thing of just scrolling with your, you know.
Yeah. Oh
God. Yeah, I want to know how it stays on. Poly grip? Or do you have an attachment?
Is it like dentures?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, what are we doing?
I mean, you don't want to aggressively wave at someone.
Have things
Could you
fall
imagine
off?
How much a prosthetic thumb would cost? Just a thumb.
Literally how often it would be lost. I mean, I would all the time.
In jars.
I'd go in for a pickle, come out. Wait a minute.
Where's my thumb?
But you need it if you're ever going to hitchhike.
Look over there.
You can do the trick with kids, you know.
See, that's what I was wondering. Is there a joke here that I'm missing? But no. But it's a patriotic thumb. That's awesome. I mean, you know, it'd be a hard time if you took one from another country in some kind of donation and you walk around with, you know, a so-and-so country thumb. Yeah. A barbecue thumb. That's one Fat Boy's trendy about.
Oh, hang on now.
All right, we will take a break and come back. More Rise Guys right after. No more amputee talk, please. Morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRG's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
That's fan bias.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fat Boy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anyone.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Welcome back.
Boy, just a plethora of interesting text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You appreciate your toes a lot more now.
And your thumb, like, apparently that's a thing that I'm ignorant of this, had no clue that there's this, it's literally called a skin that you can put on your prosthetics to reflect.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen people put it over their knees, like when they're from the knee down.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I did not realize that's.
Like a latex sock kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it creates a suction somehow.
That's wild. Don't throw those in the ocean.
Those will
get a hold of a dolphin and mess it up real bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how Pistorius ran with the two that he had. They were like, you know, those bow looking hooks.
Yeah.
How you stand up on them?
Were there
with
not
springs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like that would have like aided in the running process.
I mean, maybe so.
Literally, like it's like when you would play slam ball. Everybody could dunk.
Yeah. It's probably one of those that, you know, is set up for balance, but just doesn't look that way. Like how some people will sit on yoga balls on their office chairs,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have bags. I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? You're sitting on a yoga ball.
Well, yeah, but it's to give you better posture. You're correct in it, holding it yourself.
It's supposed to strengthen your core.
I have to make my car seat now not as comfortable because it's got so many different variations.
Oh, yeah, man. They move so many ways.
Like, I mean, even, you know, like, you know, the arch of your back, you know how the arch of your feet are.
Mm-hmm.
I get paging, so I'm talking about feet again. But the arch of your feet or your back, you know, you can push it in, you know, with the seat or whatever. But as it got so comfortable, it made me too comfortable driving in the car. I have to, like, make my car seat, my vehicle seat, like a dining room chair. Like
yeah, because you want good posture when you're driving. You don't want to go to sleep.
Yeah, you don't want to get too damn comfortable.
Yeah, you don't want to get too. You want to be alert and upright. Yeah,
that's why them gamers have them chairs with the big tall backs on it, where it looks like it's the back of it's folding around. Yeah. Because they're eventually going to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they got the lumbar support.
Wake up real quick, knock over all the Mountain Dew bottles of urine. You know how they do.
Yeah.
Man, look, these gaming sessions, man, you can't leave. You got to have a bottle, something to go into.
Well, why do so many people leave them outside gas stations and stuff at? Like, I'll just be walking up the sidewalk to go in the gas station, and there'll be a bottle. I'm like, Gatorade don't come in that color.
Oh, gross.
Well, I want to show you something, and I'm trying to remove it, but it'll still work. I, you know, there was a mystery bottle we saw here in the building the other day. At least Fat Boy and I saw it. And it's like, thank you, Macho Man. I said, is that what I think it is? But, like, I have ginger ale today, and if you saw that with no label on it, just sitting, you know, somewhere in a building just on the ground,
You're
assuming that's what it is.
Well, yeah, because the ginger ale, it's not in a green bottle. It's in a clear bottle.
Yeah.
Most ginger ale's in green bottles.
Right.
I would assume it's green tea.
This is Seagram's. I'm not a Schweppes guy. Sorry, Looper.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Schweppes.
Oh, he's Schweppes.
No Canada Dry from Ant-Man.
No! American ginger ale.
I love Schweppes. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I like the way it tastes. Now I'm doing a Schweppes commercial as Looper. I'm taking his gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Here's another fun text. Do you guys get breakfast from work on your birthdays?
No.
I want to say we used to, didn't we?
No. No.
Oh, yeah, something.
That got to be ridiculous. In all places. And then they reduced it down to, we're going to do it once a month, and we're going to celebrate everybody's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But if your birthday is not till the end of that month, it's like, this sucks. Y'all are going to forget when it's my real damn birthday. And then the person who has their birthday then, they get the party. And then meanwhile, you know, they don't include everyone on the.
You know what? Some of those were fine because they became potlucks. And I don't really think it was a COVID situation. I think everybody has that one person that organized all that. And when they don't work there anymore, it just kind of goes by the wayside. Because there was one person that would organize all that stuff. Hey, bring money if you can't bring a dish.
Oh,
you know?
God. Oh, man. Every job I've ever had, you always had that person.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for them.
Same person that organized the birthdays. You know, they print them out and put them on the fridge downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
That wasn't even their job. That was like, you know, just an added little, I'll do this, you know, kind of morale booster. But that, we haven't had that person here in 8-9 years at least.
You should bring it back. You should be the birthday coordinator.
I wouldn't even know.
We used to have somebody who did that, and it'd be cakes once a month or whoever.
You could be our new fun ambassador.
Yeah, but you know, the only thing is that person was kind of in tune with everybody in the building,
mm-hmm.
and they could easily get information.
Well, just befriend them on Facebook. That's how you'll know.
I don't know everybody's birthday. I couldn't do it.
Paige, it'd be nice today if you had like a little party here at work when it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to trust me to organize a potluck? I got kicked out of the last one.
I think COVID created more of me, meaning that, and that's not a weight gain joke, but it's more or less of people being all like wigging out about like food and where it came from and stuff like that. Like I do not trust a potluck dinner. I'll tell you, between us and none of them listen to me anymore. I feel that way at family events sometimes.
Mm-hmm. God.
Like, you like the preface of that. None of them listen to me anymore.
You don't want to eat their food. You don't think they can
sometimes
cook?
I don't.
Man, if I
don't.
It's a weird psychological thing about what we will eat and not, because if we know somebody, we're less likely to eat their food than if it's a total stranger that we've never seen before. We have no problem eating that food. It's only when we know the person preparing it that we judge them. But if we don't know them and have never seen them, we'll eat it right up like it ain't nothing.
If people listening like, how'd you get so damn big? Well, what I did like, I liked a lot of.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like if an outlaw ribeye steak showed up, you know, perfect Parmesan crust and a loaded baked potato. And it's nice. You wouldn't eat it right now?
I would.
You would assume, like, I have a weight problem, that I would be the best cook in the world, right?
Yeah. I've said that before.
But I'm not. I'm a better baker than I am a cook.
I'm a better candlestick maker.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Fat Boy's a hell of a butcher.
He is.
Because I feel like if the food's hot enough, whatever you think is on it would not survive.
Agree with that?
It started as a child when I would look and see who prepared the meal. Women would always put a piece of masking tape on the bottom of the potluck at church.
So they'd get their dish back.
Yes.
And if I thought they looked gross or I mean, I was very judgmental. At church, of all places. I don't
That's
do that
where
at
you
my
learn
gym.
It is at church.
They don't let me do it at my gym. I've tried.
And I'm going to be honest with you. If I saw somebody smack that steak around, if you know what I'm saying, a few times, right, it probably ain't going to stop me from eating it. Because I'm like, oh, man, it's still going to taste good.
You know
good.
What would be a great social experiment? Get some, like, varying levels of, like, incredible food and then drop it on the floor in front of Fat Boy and just see which one he would actually eat versus which one he wouldn't.
I mean, well, that depends on
the floor.
I
might throw my hat into that one myself. I'm hungry.
I don't know if he'd eat your hat.
like carpet wouldn't work because there's hair in carpet. You're like, eh.
Yeah. Especially at my house. A lot of hair in the carpet at my house.
Not at Mark Hendricks's.
No.
Now, that's how I am with the hair. Some people are like how you are with normal, like.
Oh, just him.
Yeah. The hair, some people can't get past. I can't get past the hair.
Mm-hmm.
I see a hair on food, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, my wife has that problem, which is not easy living with two German shepherds now.
But you have facial hair, Fat Boy. Nine, you do as well.
Mm-hmm. Even
Paige, nice eyebrows. But if you're ever eating a prepared meal at home and you look down and you see it, like, are you comparing it to your hair color? Like, I don't know if it's mine or not. I made this, though, but it could have been in the food that I prepared together.
I generally can tell if it's one of mine. Pretty easy. Or at least I like to dismiss it as one of mine and enjoy my lunch.
Yeah.
I don't like it if the hair on the mustache gets in my mouth while I'm eating. Like, even though it's mine attached.
That sucks.
Like, oh.
Nine, it's, well, that's a personal question.
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna ask. Is your bush hair red also?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Does the fire match the drape?
I get tired of the carpet and the drape thing.
Dude.
I don't like beating around the bush.
Yeah, it is. It's red.
I saw that for the first time as a kid.
Nine's Bush Hair.
No, not nine, but another redheaded kid we went to school with. Yeah. We all used to go in the bathroom and compare, like, you know,
what?
Who's sprouting out first? Oh, yeah, I've said this before. Like, you know, who's got the bee first?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then the redheaded kid, I don't want to say his name. He's sitting in jail right now for something bad he did, but. He was a ginger, and sure enough, it looked the same everywhere else.
Dude, you know what's crazy, though, about that is, and I think I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I have an October birthday, so I'm like, I was in the correct grade level, but, you know, much younger than everyone else in my grade level. So yes. I graduated at 17, not because I was smart. So when kids in middle, this isn't graphic, when kids in middle school were talking about
good start.
Below the belt hair, I was like, wow. Because I didn't get the birds and the bees. I got no talk. Nothing. No birds and the bees, no body changing, none of that stuff. Never got any of that. And I just remember thinking, like, oh, my God. Like, when is this freaking going to happen? I mean, it was a while after.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You're like Patrick, the Patrick, what's his name, from Almost Famous?
I'm a late bloomer.
Because his parents, his mom had been lying to him about how old he was. So he was 2 years younger. And his sister's like, I know you were expecting puberty, but you're just going to have to wait.
That could be. What if I'm only 38?
I'd have to wait too long. I know it's weird to hear him talk about it now, middle school kids. I didn't have to wait too long back then. I was shaving when I was 13.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't full grown. There was some stuff there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about on your face?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. My God.
It was like a badge of honor back then, man. If you had something going on, you're like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what with, like, football and stuff, like, you know, football practice, especially with like the mid-drift shirts, you know, yeah. You wear the practice jerseys,
mm-hmm.
You know, hey, the Brad Grasses of the world. What's up, Brad? they had the abs and everything, you know, but then if you got a gut as a lineman, you kind of get the, all right, well, you're a lineman. You're going to have a little gut hanging out. But when you have no happy trail, all the other kids had happy trails. I'm over there like a twink with a gut.
Dude, we got in so much trouble with football because we left the locker room doors open. And a couple of guys on the team that had kind of had something going on, you know, would always walk across it because the cheerleaders had to walk past it to go to their practice.
Two of your teammates were involved?
Oh, yeah, they'd walk around naked. And they're like, guys, you got to shut the door.
Okay. I thought you meant like they were involved together.
Oh, no. I'm like, they, you know, if they had something worth looking at,
uh-huh.
They were hanging out up toward the door.
My gosh.
If they'd been doing that, Matt Fatboy would have been in the middle of it.
I was going to say, he's trying to do it in the limbo.
Mm-hmm. How low can you go? Look, coach, because the coach's office is right there. His window.
They always had the glass box where they could see everything while everyone undressed. Ah, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Hey, birthday girl. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
You want to tell us what's up in the play?
Do you know that in this country there is a tipping epidemic going down?
Uh-oh.
Like,
we're spending a lot of money. You wouldn't believe how much we're spending. You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh.
Crazy.
Oh.
For your disposable income, it's going.
What? Yeah. Huh? What income?
What income?
All that money you spend tipping people everywhere you go.
Yeah. Morning, Aaron. Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.